wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. I never knew you, cries the judge. In these last days, we see immense religious organizations gather to themselves the wealth and fashion of the world. We also see false prophets showing signs and wonders to seduce, even as our Lord Jesus told us 2,000 years ago. They hide and ignore the sound doctrines of God's word as being Jewish and old-fashioned as they parade their devil-inspired signs and Satan-given wisdom. And, strange as it seems, yet in our day a movement is getting worldwide momentum to unite all religions. They lock in their safe as relics the Bible's insistent demands that all men must repent or perish, and they must be born again or be damned, and that the blood of Christ alone can cleanse from sin, and that Jesus Christ is God, the creator of all things, and that he's the living ascended Lord of all in heaven today, and that there is a real furnace of fire for the wicked. If ever such are mentioned, that subject is counted as irrelevant and thrown out into their relic safe. For those insistent and inflexible dogmas of Holy Scripture would only divide them. So they agree to club up together and bypass all doctrines. All this confusion makes some think that Christianity is tottering and it shall soon fall. Not so. That is not Bible Christianity, but is the devil's religion, and it shall fall, as the Bible declares of Babylon in Revelation chapter 17 and 18. God's word told us that 2,000 years ago. But real Bible Christianity shall never fall, for our Lord Jesus Christ said of his real church, upon this rock, Christ is the foundation. I will build. Christ is the builder. My church, it belongs to Christ, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Real Christianity has Christ as its sure foundation and is established by God's eternal word that shall never pass away. That anti-Christian crowd is filtering our promising youth in our colleges with their idea that Christianity is tottering. They say it all will go up in smoke, but in their ignorance, they do not know that there is the false church Babylon and there is the real church. There are genuine Christians and there are counterfeits. The false are the chaff, and the fire will get them, as the Bible foretells. But the real are the wheat, and they shall never perish, for they are safely kept in the omnipotent hand of the Son of God. Babylon will fall, but the Lord's little flock will inherit the kingdom. Victory is sure to them. Neighbor, you need not hesitate to believe your Bible. The enemy may be at the gate, but you need not tremble if you are on the Lord's side. Even in these perilous last days, there comes the assuring word of God. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure or steady. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. God has a foundation that can never be moved. It is Christ, the solid rock. And God has a building of living stones that will never fall. No pretenders are in that building, but only real born-again Christians. All this leads us up to the all-important matter. Let us be sure we are real Christians and not counterfeits. The Word of God assures real Christians of their divine preservation, saying, there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Many in these days think their profession put them in Christ Jesus, and they claim they can never be lost as they quote this verse, but their lives expose their false claim, for they live their same old life with the same old buddies and the same old habits. The Bible is true, that there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. But who are those that are in Christ Jesus? How can we tell them? The Word of God answers this double question, saying, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Neighbor, test yourself by this rule. If you claim to be in Christ and your life is not made new, your claim is false. Every man is measured by this rule, for you cannot tell the real Christians by their professions. For thousands that go to the altar or profess to the preacher remain in ungodliness. You cannot tell the real Christians by their baptism. Many are baptized devils and live worse after their baptism than before. Nor can you tell them by them joining a church, for sitting at the communion table of all churches are some who have never been born again, and they use their church to hide behind. God's rule that really manifests the real is this. Hear it again. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But in these days of satanic achievements, they're wizards at hypocrisy. Oh, how true. But the all-seeing eye of our Lord Jesus Christ will detect them. None can fool him. Well, says the scripture, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Neighbor, pause a moment. Consider this. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Does he know you as one of his own? Search your heart and life in the divine presence and ask yourself, am I the Lord's? Does he know me as one of his? Peter could say, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Can you say that? We must all appear before the judgment throne of Jesus Christ. That subtle hypocrite Judas Iscariot deceived all, the Lord's disciples and his enemies too. But he did not escape the exposure of the Lord Jesus Christ, nor can anyone, nor can you, neighbor. Some preachers are trying to show how far a person might go in sin and yet be a real Christian. This popular delusion gives to people false hopes, and they say, sure, I am a Christian, but I am not living like I ought to, or something like that. Preachers had better be showing people how near one might be to the kingdom and how much he might look like a Christian and yet be lost forever. This was the message of our Lord in both the beginning and the ending of his ministry, in the parable of the virgins that were lost and in his Sermon on the Mount, which I now quote. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. What solemn words! Who are those to whom our Lord will say, I never knew you? Are they the degraded scum in the gutter of public shame? No, they're not the harlots, but the virgins, those who are proud of their respectable lives. Not the drunkards, but the social reformers. Not the man behind the prison steel bars, but those who sit in the cushioned church pews. Not the bank robbers, but the church workers. To such the Son of God shall say these awful words, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. They were workers, as they promoted their religious cause, but they were cast out, for they had never been born again. Then the Lord said, I never knew you. They might have known the Lord's Prayer and could recite the creed. They might have gone to the altar or have been baptized by the bishop and enrolled in the church, but they did not know the Lord Jesus, whom to know is life eternal. They bypassed the only Lord and Savior, and they shall hear his word of final judgment, to which there is no appeal. I never knew you. They shall depart into an unending eternity, lost, forever lost. That tragic day is drawing near for you with every setting sun, the hour when the Lord Jesus will make manifest all of his own and expose every pretender. Today, many who are lost claim that they were once saved, but our Lord said, I never knew you. It was not that they were once the Lord's people and now they're not. No, I never knew you, he said. Neighbor, I want to help you to get right down to honest facts. The Lord will say, I never knew you. He will not say, you never got baptized or you never joined the church, but I never knew you. Do you know the Lord? You may know a lot about him, but that historical knowledge or faith will not save your soul, even as it has not changed your life. You must know the Lord Jesus as your own Lord and Savior. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. Do you know the Lord? David said, the Lord is my shepherd. You may know the psalm about the shepherd, but do you know the shepherd? But do you know the shepherd as my shepherd, as my shepherd? Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. You can tell the story of the empty tomb, but do you know the living Lord as my Redeemer? All this requires a personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, an experience of repentance of your sins, and an experience of personally committing yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, trusting him alone for salvation, and surrendering to him to be your own Lord and Master, an experience so real you will know it, an experience so definite it is once and for all, so genuine it leaves its mark on you forever, the mark of a changed life. Neighbor, do you know the Lord? Don't stop till you get to Christ and can sing from your heart, I am my Lord's and he is mine. A pretender's, our Lord said, I never knew you, but of his real people, he said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. The Lord knows us and we know the Lord if we are real Christians. Again, he said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me and I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand. These are the real sheep of Christ. Their final preservation is assured. But who are they? How can we tell them? Our Lord described them most definitely, saying, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me. They're those who hear the word of God and do it. This marks them out. Many go to a Bible-believing church, and they claim they'll never be lost, but they do not do what the Bible teaches. They're deceived. Our Lord said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. These are the ones of whom he said, they shall never perish. But of all others, our Lord will say, I never knew you, depart from me. In that big crowd that our Lord called the many, I see a young man, John, we'll call him. To him, our Lord Jesus will say, I never knew you, depart from me. I imagine John is saying, but Jesus, Lord, my parents were Christians. They dedicated me as a baby. I knelt at a family altar. I went to Sunday school and preaching. I accepted the doctrines of the Bible and the plan of salvation. I was never rowdy, but I've been very religious. But he will answer, you know you never got down on your knees and repented of your sins. You know you never received me as your Lord and Savior. I called you to come to me, but you never came. You never knew me, and I never knew you. Depart from me into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Those awful words will ring in your ears forever. I never knew you. The angry billows of eternity's doom shall not drown them. The smoke of those everlasting burnings shall not hide them. The ages of the great forever shall not cause their memory to cease. Those words of final doom, to which there is no appeal, shall ever be heard. The last words of Jesus, your Savior, whom you turned down, I never knew you.